Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, Ty LaForest. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom McBride. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Steiner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pinky Woods. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pinky Woods. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is called out on strikes. One out. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest hits a pop-up towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Steiner and he is safe. Moses steals second. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Moses moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Farrell moves to third. Schock moves to second. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Tresh to Schock and they have Johnson trapped. The throw over to Farrell, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steiner for the out. Two outs. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Dickshott moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 0-for-1 in the game. LaForest hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett, who is chasing the ball. LaForest reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McBride moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. McBride moves to third. Metkovich moves to second. One out. Red Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Steiner is walked intentionally. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaForest fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. LaForest hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Cuccinello reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cuccinello moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels is called out on strikes. one out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out. Hockett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dietrich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McBride takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McBride moves to third. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McBride scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Red Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Steiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to second. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schock takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Moses scores. Schock moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schock scores. Dickshott moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mike Ryba now pitching. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Dickshott scores. Cuccinello moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cuccinello scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Hockett moves to third. Michaels moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. LaForest hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steiner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dickshott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Metkovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich is called out on strikes. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steiner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steiner for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.